Yeah, you know, I mean, I had a broken finger and, you know, unfortunately had surgery a couple of days before the series started. But at the end of the day, it's the playoffs and you got to go out there and try to do your best for your team.
What's it like to be a pending unrestricted free agent for the first time since college?
I mean, that's not your thought right now. Obviously, the season didn't end the way it wanted to, and you know, you were looking to have another long playoff run, and you know, it stings and it's a little frustrating. So, you know, an unfortunate stop to the season, and you know, it's just sometimes the way it goes.
Can you guys slide up just a little closer
to the mic, please? Brendan, sir, you said you had surgery a couple of days before the playoffs. Was that a surgical procedure that you knew was going to allow you to then play, or it was still up in the air?
I mean, I wanted to get back in the lineup and play and help the team as much as I could during this playoff run, and that was the necessary actions for me to get back in that situation.
What was it like playing with a broken finger after surgery then? Where did you feel you were physically on a scale of maybe 0 to 100%?
I mean, it's no one's at 100% in the playoffs, and I think that's the understanding you have to have going into the playoffs if you're a little banged up. And, you know, I tried to go out there and put myself in a position to help the team and go out there and try to get 2 points every night.
Jacob, this is a bit of deja vu, but we sat here last year, and I know I asked you the question, so we'll ask it again this year. Do you want to be a long-term Winnipeg Jet?
Same answer as always. I'll figure it out once things get going in the summer. What's best and move forward from there. We got to sit down and kind of have a meeting and figure out what to do moving forward. So I haven't really thought about it, or I tried to put it in the back of my mind as much as I could this year and just forget about it, and we'll deal with it when the time comes.
Career years points wise for both you guys, can you each tell us how you feel about the position that you feel you've put yourselves in going into a contract year?
I mean, it's you're fortunate enough to play with good players and on a good team, and that makes things a lot easier for you. You know, for myself, playing with Adam and Andrew throughout the majority of the year, and Matthew made things a lot easier for me. You know, they're great players, and when you play on a great team, you're going to have success. And I think that's been how good of a team we were this year, and you know, the trust and ability the coaching staff has to put me in situations with certain players.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously always a good thing. I think a little bit came from a little bit more opportunity. I mean, everyone sees a guy get hurt, but Buff going down kind of opened a little bit more of a window. Yeah, just kind of went out there and played, and chips fall where they may, I guess.
So much talk going into this offseason about how Chevy's going to make this all work financially with so many unrestricted and restricted free agencies. What role do you guys play in helping facilitate fitting those numbers, or do you play any role at all? Is that a consideration of yours?
I mean, not really, in a sense. I think that's his job. That's how they run the team. That's their decisions. Yeah, I guess it's his job.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, it's business side of the hockey, and I think that's when our two sides will have to come together and, you know, try to make things work out.
What role do you foresee young leadership taking place in the coming season, looking to next year?
As in for ourselves?
Yes, for your team.
I think, you know, we have a great leadership group in our locker room. You know, I think, you know, Blake's a strong captain, and Dustin and Mark are great guys in the locker room, great assistant captains, and I think that's a testament to what kind of people those guys are, and, you know, the people the coaching staff chose to lead our team, and I think they've done a great job with that.
Yes, looking to the younger ones, though, like yourself.
I mean, it's always nice to be vocal in the locker room, and I think we've got a young core group of guys here that are very vocal in the locker room, and I think that helps out, you know, with a young team, and, you know, they look up to the guys that have played in the league for a long time, and then they see and respect how they've done it, so they have that ability to see how they go about their everyday business, and I think you can feed off that kind of stuff.
Both you guys have played almost all your NHL careers under Paul Maurice. Just talk about what he's brought to this team in the room going down the stretch into the playoffs this year.
Go ahead.
Well, I think, you know, Paul's obviously been around a very long time, and he's been a successful coach in this league, and, you know, it's very fortunate for myself to be coached by him for, you know, my duration in the league so far. And I think, you know, you can only learn and get better each year, and I think I've been able to do that under him because he's able to trust you and you can build your confidence in the way, the sense he puts you with certain players and understands the type of game you have and allows that game to grow. So, I mean, Paul's done an unbelievable job with this group, and you can see by how we've done the past years, you know, Western Conference Finals. Unfortunately, this year we didn't go as far as we wanted to, but with the success we've had in the regular season, and, you know, it's something starting to build.
Jacob, what did you learn from the arbitration process last summer, and is it something you'd be willing to go through again if that's the route that it goes?
It wasn't great, I guess. I don't think anybody really enjoys doing that. But it is what it is. I mean, it's always an option, I guess. It's there. So if you need to use it, use it. But, I mean, it's never a fun route to go.
Part of the CBA, obviously, is getting the chance to be an unrestricted free agent. How important is that to you, and how big a factor is that in whether you'll weigh a long-term extension?
I mean, after every year, you're in a different position, so you got to kind of make the best decision going forward from that position. So I think you got to sit down and think about where you're at and where you're at in your career and your life and with family and with everything, and it all kind of goes into the same pot, and you make the best decision.
Jacob, do you see the role that you envision yourself in? Do you see that happening here in the near future?
In what sense?
Well, you say you kind of fell into it with Buffalo getting hurt this year, but do you see that as a more permanent thing for you if you stay?
Well, I mean, I would hope, yeah. I mean, that's the role I want to play. That's the defenseman I want to be. There's still room to grow, still room to get better and improve. But yeah, I mean, I want to keep taking steps forward in my career.